You are listening to the podcast of Frontline Ministries International. We pray you will be empowered as you listen to this week's message.
Receive what you have for each one of us. We know that you're speaking. We know that you're moving, doing, healing. You are an active God. And sometimes the busyness of life, we forget that you're the one that's always in motion. And sometimes we're just spinning around in circles. So God, I thank you. I thank you for tonight. As we settle upon our focus on you, as we listen to the word, as we listen to your spirit, we will respond, and that response is worship. It's a lifestyle. It's not a time from 7 to 9. It's not something we do just on Sundays. It's not us singing in the car or in the shower, but it's really a way of life. It's an offering to you. It's the only thing we can truly give to you, because everything is from you. How can we not respond to the creator, the author of and finisher of our faith? So Jesus, we just lift up our voices. We make joyful sounds. We dance in your presence. Whatever that expression looks like, it's different for each one of us. There's a symphony going on with inside of our hearts. There's times when we forget what and who we truly are. But I thank you for our identity, for each one of us as sons and daughters. And that should be first and foremost. Because in that identity, we are overcomers because you have overcome the world, Jesus. So God, let this be a night of offering, a laying down of our lives, a submission of our flesh, as we submit to you, God. We just say no more. No more will we be led by the world, that we will respond to the things in the natural. We are supernatural beings, and we are called to greater things than what we've seen in the past. And we've seen many amazing things, but we know that's just the beginning. There's areas that may not have the most life, and that you're the God of life, the God of abundance, and you want to see life in every facet of our lives, every second of our lives, God. There's a lot going on, but really when we set our eyes upon you, God, there's really only one thing, and that's going deeper in relationship with you, Father God. So thank you. As we dive in tonight and worship with the worship team here, as we worship at home, here in this body, just thank you for this opportunity. There's no greater joy, no greater privilege. In Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord. After we're still before the Lord, we want the river to flow. We want the lost man to say, I'm found in him. We want the poor man to say, I am rich in him. We want the river of the Holy Spirit to flow. And we want to be in the middle of that flow. We don't want to put a toe in, an ankle in, a knee in, up to our waist. No, we want to let go and let the Spirit take us where he wants to take us. Tonight in worship or in life. Holy Spirit, we are yours. We don't ask you to take control, we give you control. We let you take us where you want to take us. whether it's in the spirit to the throne room, or whether it's to the streets to proclaim the gospel, or whether it's to the nations to make disciples. Here we are, Holy Spirit. No hindrances, no excuses. Here's my life. Here's my life. In that freedom, we will see the lost man come to you. We will see those that are confused come to revelation. We will see those that are believing lies come to know the one who is truth. And hear from the inside truth. It will capture our thoughts. It will capture our hearts. The truth, which is a person, so he will capture our thoughts. He will capture our hearts. Jesus, this isn't theory. This is what you determined for us. As you were passing on into heaven, you were bringing the Spirit to live inside of men and women who would give themselves to you. What treasure we have on the inside. And we can operate out of that treasure, whether it be for our own lives or to minister to the lives of others. We are not on our own. We don't act on our own. We can even tell when you're taking over our tongue to use it as your instrument. We can even tell when you're filtering into our thoughts with thoughts we would never have on our own. We know they come from you, and our gratitude rises. We are being captured by the love of the living God. We are being captured by the powerful Holy Spirit. This is joy. As was declared this morning to a prayer group it sounded a little bit at the beginning like they were discouraged with all the things coming against believers in this day. And even unbelievers, of course. What was declared out was, this isn't our time of the greatest difficulty in life. This isn't the time of our greatest challenge. The time of our greatest challenge was when we didn't know you, Jesus. When we were headed to hell. And we were cooperating with the enemy. That was the greatest time that everything was coming against us. We were without revelation. We were not in touch with you. We kept you at arm's length and put a hand in your face and did what we wanted. And we thought the consequences were worth it, because at least we were living our own life. But then you came in. You wooed us. You romanced us. We encountered you. You encountered us. You drew us to your heart. And you saved us. So now we have the Holy Spirit inside of us to face anything together. We're never alone. If we need healing, he's our healer, and he's built in. He's built in. If we need provision, he's there. If we need courage, he's there. If we need boldness, he's there. Releasing. If we're a receiver, and not thinking we can do it in our own power, and dependent on him, we will receive what we need, whatever the future holds. Yes, Lord. And then we can, out of that heart, minister to the person who is lost. They're in the same condition we were in. It's no wonder compassion rises up in our heart. Empathy, we were there. We were facing a life and an eternity without Jesus. We have everything we need for life and godliness, Lord. You will do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. The only answer is worshiping you and taking that worship to others. Taking the risk to bring up the topic of God, a holy God. Do you know him? Are you close to him? Don't you need him? Let me tell you how he's touched my life in the last week. Let me tell you how sweet it is to bend my knee and worship him. Oh, we have something to say. We have something to declare. We have a relationship with the living God. Have you taken it for granted? Because it's absolutely extraordinary that he would even pay attention to us. He would even think one thought about us. And it says that his thoughts are continually about us. Like the sand grains on the seashores all around the world. His thoughts are that many. And each one is an empowering thought. Not a negative thought. He wants to have those thoughts empower our lives. Because he turns them into prayer. Jesus is praying for you tonight. He's praying for me tonight. I need it. You need it. The lost person needs it. And we are the men and women in the gap. We should be ready with the gospel on our tongue at any moment, in season, out of season, to give forth the truth of the gospel. What a privilege. What a joy.
Let the river flow.
Can't stand it. Thank you, Lord. You're busting through. You're breaking through. Jesus, let us receive the power of your Spirit. Jesus, let us receive the power of your grace. Let it flood over us break over our heads, over our shoulders, Lord, all that you have, Jesus, for us. We love you, Jesus. As was cried out from the McKinley Monument this morning, Jesus! Jesus! Really, this loud. It wasn't on microphone, but it was still really loud. And people up there praying this morning, am I right, Tom? Crying out the name Jesus over the city, over you while you were maybe just getting started with your day, or you were snoozing away. Either way, it was being declared Jesus over every one of us. And we needed it this morning. There were some that were discouraged in that group, and suddenly they came into courage. They were encouraged this morning at the top of the McKinley Monument. So awesome that these things are happening in the body of Christ at the same time that everything is coming against the body of Christ. These are called armor bearers. Thank you. So we love you, Jesus. Just soak in that for a moment while I tune. We love you, Jesus. Just close your eyes and soak in that for a moment. You can declare it out. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. You're so good to us. You're my Savior. You're my Lord. You're my King. I give my life to you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I give my all to you, Lord. I give my life to you, Lord. I will be still before you to listen to your commands. And I will declare to you, I am too weak to keep these commands. So what do, Jesus? And he says, I will make you strong. I will strengthen you. I love you, Jesus. You are God's son. I love you, Jesus. You are the one. I give you glory, honor and praise. I live for you, Lord, all of my days. And when the morning dawns, a new day, I will lift up your holy name, for you are the Lord, you are Jesus. The shepherd, I love you, Jesus. You're the Ancient of Time. You are the Alpha and
Lamb of God, you're the precious precious Lamb of God. You're the precious Lamb of God. You are Jesus, our machine. Yeshua, you are the Son of God. Messiah, lily of the valley, bright morning star, that's who you are, that's who you are. You are Jesus, resurrection and the life. You're the truth, the way, and the life. It is to say, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. I ask all of you tonight, where is the safest place? It's to say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Jesus, Lord, I give my life to you. It's yours, it's yours. I love you, Jesus. I give you glory and praise. Oh, through all my days, you're worth it, God. You're worth it because you saved me from a pit. You saved me from a pit. Lord, you sent down the rope, God. I needed to grab onto that rope and be lifted high. Oh, lifted high. You sent down the rope into the well and then I grabbed on. Oh, Jesus, I needed that rope. Oh, I needed to be pulled up on high, on high. Now I stand on the rock. I stand on the rock. You, Jesus, you are the one. I give you honor, glory, and praise. I live for you, Lord, all of my days. Oh, my days.
given to you, Lord. Given to you, given to you, given to you. Every hour, Lord. Given to you, given to you, given to you, given to you, Lord, given to you. Here I am, I'm given to you, wholly given to you, wholly given to you, wholly given to you, Lord. Here I am. Let the river flow in me, God. Let your river flow in me, God. I want more. I stand here wanting more, Lord. I want more of your presence. And I want to see miracles flow to your people. Why should I have so many miracles that happen to me alone? I want them to happen to every person. Why should so many encounters happen to me alone? I think about it often. I want them for your people. You want them for your people. Jesus, go ahead. I know you're releasing. Let us receive. Let us be good catchers. Let's catch. You're pitching. Let us be good catchers. Jesus. Jesus. I love your presence, God. I love your power, Spirit. I love the destiny you've created for my life. Let that just soak in. I love your glory, Jesus. I love your sonship, Father. I love inheritance that will forevermore rise. I want more. I want more. I want more. I want more of your hand of anointing. I want more of your heart of grace. Welcome me deeper into your presence. Let me behold your lovely face. Then I will climb your holy mountain. I will lift your praises high. Then I will rise up in my spirit, man, until I soar on wings to fly. I love your presence, God. I love your power, Spirit. I love the destiny you created for my life. I want more of your fountain of favor. I want more of your blessing rain. Welcome me into your heavenly throne room. Let me always worship your name. Then I will climb your holy mountain. I will lift your praises high. Then I will rise up. I want more of who you really are to me. These aren't just words I sing. Let me encounter you, Lord. These aren't just things I say. Let me experience you. These aren't words I sing in a song. I want to long for your heart, oh God. You are the one I need to grow close to now. In these days, in these times, now I'll draw close to you. Now draw near to me. I'll draw near to you. Near to you. What a promise. What an empowering promise. I'll draw near to you if you'll draw near to me. What a promise. What a powerful promise. Oh, Jesus, draw near to me. Change my life, Lord. I offer myself to you. I offer myself to you. Here I am. I give myself to you. I give myself to you. I'm your servant, your bondservant. Here I am. I'm offering myself. I'm giving myself to you, oh Lord. Here I am. Here I am, here I am, I'm your son, I'm your bondservant. Here I am, here I am, before you, I worship and adore you. Here I am,
title. It means I bow when I say Lord. Whether it's my knees or my heart, I bow.
I bow.
I bow before you, worship and adore you. Bow. Bow. Bow before you, worship and adore you. I can climb, I can climb your holy mountain if my hands are clean. I can climb, I can climb, I can climb your mountain if my heart is clean. Here I am climbing, I'm climbing up to be on the top of the rock, on the top of the rock, Lord. I need to let you be my foundation. I let you be my revelation. Oh, impart to me everything I need for life and godliness. Here I am. Here I am before you. Here I am. Here I am before you. Here I am,
here I am,
here I am,
here I
before
am.
You, Lord. Before you, Lord. I want more, I want more. I want more of your presence, God. You're willing to give it without measure. I want more,
I want more
of your grace. You're so willing to lavish your grace. It's up to me to open my heart wide, to receive, to receive, to receive, to receive, to receive. Yes, Jesus. Jesus.
Lord, as we worship you tonight, we're asking what is on your heart. We're asking you to show us, Lord, to speak to us. Lord, speak to us and show us the way. Thank you, Lord. Just worship you tonight. We worship you. We listen. We listen. As we sing to you, we listen so that we carry your heartbeat of heaven. That we carry the song in our heart, the song of the Lord. I just love you so much, Jesus. So much, Lord. Lord, we want to be that effervescent fragrance that just so permeates heaven. We want to be seen in heaven as your worshipers, Lord. We want to be known in heaven as your worshipers because we love you here on earth, God. But the veil has been torn and the veil has been rent. So, Lord, let us be that fragrant, special offering to you. That's our desire, Lord, to know you that way, to know you that way. Thank you, Jesus. Give us your mind. Lord, you gave us the mind of Christ at salvation, Lord. Give us your thinking. Give us your heart. Help us, Lord, to resonate with you and track with you. And just move with you, just as Jesus did, Lord. Just as Jesus, when he was here, he would only do what you were doing, Father, and only say what he was hearing from you, Father. So we thank you, Lord, that with that holy sacrifice, all the time he was here on earth, Lord, even before he went to the cross, he was in communion with you. And we're so reminded, Lord, that Paul only wanted to speak of you and the cross and crucifixion. That's it. For he possessed your mind, the mind of the Lord. And Father, we're desiring that as you tell us in this season that it's so important to you that we flow with you, what you're thinking and feeling, and what you're saying and what you're doing. These are not empty words, Lord. They're the desires of our heart. And Father, in this season, you tell us that as we are promised the desires of our heart, they match up with you, Lord. They match up with your heart. So we just thank you, Lord, for that. Thank you, Jesus, for that. Thank you, Lord. The Lord just put on my heart Paul's reliance on the Spirit in 1 Corinthians 2. Rachel's going to lead us in communion in a moment. And in chapter 2, it's one of my favorite places in the scriptures. It starts out with the humility that Paul had, just talking about not coming with superiority of speech or of wisdom, but proclaiming to you the testimony of God. And he started out that way. For I determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. So that determination that came from the Spirit just speaks to us about his reliance on you, Lord. And he said he was with you in weakness and in fear and trembling, and that his message and his preaching were not in persuasive words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and in power. Father, he wanted to demonstrate you. He relied on you, Holy Spirit, and only would preach you, Jesus being crucified, and that's all he wanted. And Father, he lived out his life, and we have a model here for our own lives. So that your faith would not rest on the wisdom of men, but on the power of God. Verse 6, yet we do speak wisdom among those who are mature, a wisdom, however, not of this age, nor of the rulers of this age who are passing away, because it's really not wisdom. But we speak God's wisdom in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God predestined before the ages to our glory. Gee. The wisdom which none of the rulers of this age have understood. For if they had understood, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. And then he goes on to say, just very, very amazingly gives us this. This is so good. But just as it is written, things which eye has not seen and ear has not heard and which have not entered the heart of man, all that God has prepared for those who love him. So our future is bright, Lord, and we don't fully understand that you've prepared good works in advance for us to do. And you've prepared us to enter into that heart of heaven. For to us God revealed them through the Spirit. Verse 10, for the Spirit searches all things, even the depths of God. For who among men knows the thoughts of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, the thoughts of God no one knows except the Spirit of God. It's so good. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, so that we may know the things freely given to us by God. Thank you, Jesus. The Spirit who is from God is so opposite of the spirit from the world, right? So that we would know those things freely given to us. So the Lord is taking us into a deeper place in this season of knowing, a deeper place of obtaining and actually walking out and demonstrating the Spirit and power through the mind of God, through the mind of Christ. That's what he's saying. He's telling us, this is deeper than you've ever been before. And that's the place God's taking us to. And that's a place where we'll be able to see from those heavenly realms, and we'll be able to wield the sword of the Spirit and live in that place of no compromise. That's our place with the Spirit. And now we have received, which things we also speak in verse 13, not in words taught by human wisdom, but in those taught by the Spirit, combining spiritual thoughts with spiritual words. Let me say it again. Combining spiritual thoughts with spiritual words. Wow. But a natural man does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they're foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them, because they are spiritually appraised. And then finally, the last two verses, listen to what God says. In 15 and 16, he says, "But he who is spiritual appraises all things, yet he himself is appraised by no one. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he would instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ." And I believe that in this time, in this season, I've been hearing this in my spirit for quite some time. I've been just reading and thinking and going back to this. You know, this is not a new truth, but the Lord says, I want to deepen that revelation tonight. I want to take you into a place of transformation. You know, in Romans 12, 1 and 2, we all know those verses, right? If not, Romans 12, 2 says, "Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." Why? So that we would be able to know and prove the will of God, the perfect will of God. And that's what Paul was saying. He says, that's all I want to do, is demonstrate you, not with persuasive words, but in power by the Spirit. That's a very big deal. Because the Lord is telling us that the mind of Christ in us is being shaped through all the trials, through all the tribulations, through all the things that we're going through, what we're contending for, what we're believing, where we are right now, what we'd like to see. He says, I am giving you, in an appropriated way, my mind. I gave it to you at the cross, just like I gave you everything else pertaining to life and godliness. But the Lord says, if you'll live at the cross, I'll bring the resurrection. And that's what Paul was saying. Live at the cross. Preach only Jesus Christ and Christ crucified. Stand on the word. It's very important, because the mind of Christ is what he's conforming us to and what he's changing inside of us. I want to show a quick video. It's 5 minutes, I think. And it's a Bill Johnson video that's talking about falling on our knees in prayer. Because we need the mind of Christ to do what he's saying here. And it's maybe familiar. So it's not a teaching about the mind of Christ. But the Lord is saying, I believe, speak this out so that this can be received. This is an impartation. This is an impartation to receive an increase in the mind, because it's going to take effort on our part. In other words, commitment. And there's a cost. There's a cost to pay. Jesus already paid it, but he says you get to have it. Okay.
God's not looking for people who know how to stay busy. He's looking for people who know how to represent his heart. And I'm not going to represent in action what I've not found in prayer. It's the connection with the heart of God that gives me the authority to represent him with absolute confidence in action. Prayer without action is incomplete. In the same way that faith without works is dead. We've been called to a lifestyle of prayer, and I hope and pray that everyone listening, everybody who is here, can feel that particular stream deepening in your own soul. As I believe the Lord is to be honest, is trying to get us to repent our way back into a place of righteous influence that God has called us to, and that is from the place of prayer. He says, if my people, the ones I gave my name to, will humble themselves. Chris, one of the first words we had in the beginning of this unusual season, Chris brought, and he made a statement, I think it was something like this, the way forward. Humility is the way forward. Humility is the way forward. Perfect and timely word. Humility is the way forward. At a time when it's easy to be hurt and offended and angry and zealous and withdraw and do all the stupid things that we as humans know how to do, humility is the way forward. And so the Lord said, if my people, the ones that I gave my name to, those are the ones who have actual responsibility, I think it was John Wesley who said that God does nothing in the affairs of man except in response to prayer. That's something that I have actually believed and tried to live aware of, is that statement for the last 40-some years, is that God looks for partnership. Without him, we can't. Without us, he won't, is another statement that I've heard through the years. Without him, we can't. Without us, he won't. And so that place of prayer is a place of coming into a place of agreement with the heart and the mind of God to exercise his authority in the earth so that his will is done here as it is in heaven. There is the prayer, there is the contract, the request that is made. Edsel also made a statement a couple weeks ago that it really moved me. He said something like this: the key to answers to prayer, he says 98% of answers to prayer is from abiding in Christ. It's living in the conscious presence of the Almighty God. That is the strength of the answers to prayer. Is the two or three gathered in my name, I'm there. So the whole issue of the breakthroughs in the earth come out of living in that awareness of the presence of God with me and upon me to make a difference in the world around me. That is the connection for answers to prayer. And so he says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, it's foolish to be given such a transformational tool such as prayer and not use it. It's foolish to face an impossible situation. Everybody knows how to lift up a panic prayer. I'm not opposed to that. I'm glad he sometimes answers those. But transformational praying is more like giving birth. Paul actually talked about that. He used the concept of giving birth to illustrate prayer. He was referring to one of his associates, and he said, he is praying, he is laboring in prayer, the word labor, as physical labor of a woman, laboring in prayer until Christ is formed in you, was the phrase he used. It's a different kind of a praying. It's digging in. I know the heart of God, I know the will of God, and I know there's opposition. I don't know necessarily what the problem is. I just know I have nothing better to do with my life than to abide in him until the presence of God, his own faith, becomes my faith. And I learn in prayer to petition God, but also to represent him as I make decrees to standing opposition.
Wow, that's pretty strong and direct. I love it. Praise the Lord. And I asked Ashley to print this off and give everybody one. You can take it home and think on it. And I believe that when the Lord